Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency. Police.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey guys, welcome to Not Another True Crime Podcast.
Yay!
Woo! This is going to be like a fun episode.
This is going to be downright silly.
Cool. It's going to be silly. It's in honor of Hillary Duff again. I mean,
everyone loved that.
She,
I was like, what? Yeah. Whatever. However many points Caroline Calloway took us down, Hillary Duff brought us right back up.
Like
love
the
to
Phoenix.
Both of you girls.
Yeah. love to our blondes.
love to our blondes.
Yeah. Is Caroline Calloway blonde?
She was when she was here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. She is for the moment.
She is.
You're right.
As we all are. Yeah, so Sarah, we have a fun episode. We're kind of just, we've gotten a lot of funny messages and you guys are into certain things, you're not into certain things, but we decided to kind of take a little roundup of some of the things that you've messaged us about, some of the things we've
there's
covered.
A ton of updates on stuff that we've already talked about, which is kind of insane.
Not enough on one to do a whole dedicated episode, so, but like, obviously you guys want to know our opinion on
exactly.
all these
things. Yeah. Sizzly hot
so
takes.
It's kind of like a, I don't know.
And I have to say, sometimes my favorite part of a documentary is the updates. It's like, I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, okay, so that happened in 1996. Yeah. What is happening now? It is 85 years. Is it how mouth works? It's 85 years later.
I do feel 85 years old. So
it's been a week. It's been like daylight savings, Mercury retrograde, shit.
And I was jet lagged on daylight savings. And honestly, the jet lag was fine, but the daylight savings fucked me up because I kept waking up at like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then, or like 5 in the morning, and then couldn't go back to sleep. And I was like,
jet lag can darkness. Go one of two ways. Like every time I'm coming back from somewhere and I end up waking up at like 5 a.m. I like have a tea, I make like toast, I do all this stuff,
yeah,
and I go
was
to work
so productive this week. Right? And I won't last.
Oh
no,
yeah. I always tell myself, I'm like, this is my new life now. And then the minute I catch up, I'm like, who wakes up?
I know. I'm like, I could wake up at 6 a.m. for the rest of my jokes.
No.
Can't.
Okay. And you said,
but Casey, you had a fun game. Yeah.
So okay. Well, it's a game, but it's also very much a story that happened here in Nueva York. That means New York.
Ooh,
New York City.
You learn something new every day.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I didn't know you were fluent in Spanish.
And French.
I've legally changed my name to since I've been to Paris. So Ratatouille here, signing off. I did buy two berets when I was there. No big deal. So here's the thing. If you have heard, there was a story in New York City about a homeless guy that killed a bunch of other homeless guys.
I did not hear about that.
Did you watch New York One?
No.
You gotta keep it.
I don't have cable.
Oh my God.
Also, when is that even on?
Yeah,
like,
every minute of the day, you just keep it on the channel. In my home, New York One is our background music.
It's
my
number one.
Oh,
yeah.
It's on all the time, sound on, sound off, because they just replay the news stories and they act like New York is like a tiny town. They'll be like, people murdered. Also, the basketball courts were painted too slippery. Like, it's very fun. I feel like, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but like, my roommate literally watches it for hours in her room by herself. It's like,
okay. We Super love Secret Serial Killer.
Yeah,
great.
I didn't say it. But we love New York One in our home. And so there was this story of in Chinatown, around that area, a gentleman, a homeless guy, murdered what was reported as three. I think we have since found out that it is five other homeless people.
So he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
So he's a serial killer. But so my roommate actually was at a bar, met a detective that was working on the case.
Get him on the podcast.
Okay, meet cute,
I know.
Too.
I mean, like, I feel like she's like, yeah, I think she was kind of like, I don't know if he's hitting on me or if he really is just like, this bitch loves true crime. Like, you know, so.
I love that.
I don't know if she ended up, but I mean, we could go to the bar. We could figure out. We could try to meet him.
I'm down. I'm ready.
Any of you guys
a detective bar? Yeah.
Yeah. A detective. collective bar. Oh, how very TV show.
Oh, that would be the best. Okay.
But so he was saying, so all these reports were like this homeless guy picked up a pipe and he murdered other homeless guys. Not so. He actually had a, I guess he started with a pipe. He ended up finding like some kind of piece of Con Ed equipment, something like way more brutal, changed weapons, and then just beat these people to death. Like the cop was like, you could literally see like some of the videos, like the life like leaving the body.
Oh God.
Here's my question. Okay. Here's my question.
How is this a game? Okay, let's go.
Genius, not genius. Is this homeless guy was homeless.
Yeah.
He's now killed someone. He has a place to live and three meals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the rest of his, for like five consecutive
there's
lives.
A we were saying there's dental. A library there. Yeah. Dental. Oh. So is this man a genius or is he a psychopath? And then that's where I mean, I go. Both. Right?
That is, yeah, definitely still a psychopath, but maybe a genius as well.
Yeah. So this is a genius, it's not genius smart. Game.
Well, why did he do it? Did he ever say? He was just like, yeah, I could use the cot, you know? Like,
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Obviously, I don't think they were going to interview some homeless murderer. That but is, like, but I think I'm in my head, I'm wondering, I'm like, was this some like a psychopath on the street that was always going to kill? Or is this a homeless guy that was like, what is my way to bread and beans? You know?
Wow.
Airbnb. Airbnb.
But that probably seems every so often extreme. Get a little he could literally juice. Like jump the turnstile of the subway and also probably get the same sentence.
Right?
Yeah. Like, you didn't have to kill that people. Is, mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, yeah, I don't know. There's so many different parts. There's so many different parts to this because you're like, I mean, I just think about like, if I'm not saying that homeless people deserve to die. Please do not take my words out of my mouth and make that a thing.
Oh, me and Sarah's lips are so sealed with that.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying
Haley
that.
Haley and Hillary Duff right here.
Oh, yeah.
I am not saying that at all, but I'm like wondering if like, I'm like, did he know these guys? Were these guys sad people? No. I don't, like, who knows
maybe
what
they
the
were
fuck
like
is going on?
The people who perform on the subway and nobody wants to see that.
That's
so
right.
He
it's
just
a shame too that no one,
vigilant.
No one's going to investigate it more, I guess, because it's kind of like a close, yeah. Because it's one where you would want to know
more. I
want
to know why.
So many things, but like, obviously, like we, yeah, it sucks that people died, but like, is this guy now is like has a bed and a blanket, which he didn't before. Do they put him in more of a security because he killed people, or are they like, you know, who knows what happens here?
That's, I don't know, that's interesting. Let's get this detective on the podcast.
I mean,
right?
I feel like that's a logical next step. We'll go to this detective bar, well,
this random detective,
get some PB shots, pickleback shots, and then bring him over.
PB but shots.
I think it's kind of wild. I think it's it's an interesting situation to me that the first time I heard it, I was like, yeah, if I was homeless.
That was the first thing you thought?
Well, yeah, if I was, the first thing.
Yeah, I would just commit a murder. Like, what?
Hell
no.
Damn. The first thing I thought
I don't feel like
was
paying rent
this,
anymore.
The first thing I thought was that he did it before winter. Clearly, you know.
Winter is coming. Okay.
It
you
gets
know, I
cold
bet jail
in New York
has better
City.
Health insurance than my current health insurance. So.
That actually is accurate.
My grandpa was a dentist for a jail in Vacaville, California. Yeah. So like, they're probably getting their teeth cleaned more than anybody in this room.
True. Well, because they don't have to call and make an appointment.
No, they just get that handcuffed and
they
have
like
to sit
whole
in a chair.
Thing being, oh my God, I know. Yeah. I've been trying to schedule a dental appointment for a while.
I just, can I tell you, I just went to the dentist, and because New York is so overpopulated and these dentists are so overrun, I have to get, don't want to brag, but I have two cavities and I need a little filling because some decay. Thank you so much. But I have to schedule four different appointments.
Why?
On top of a root canal because she doesn't have
good
time
God.
To do all four things at once. So I have to make four separate appointments.
Oh, that is like, Saw, like the movie, like that's just pain.
Go home to Long
and I
Island.
Have to do it. I have to do it consecutively. Otherwise insurance won't pay for it. So I have to go back every week. For four
Rough.
Weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
How do you
get,
find
like, a
that in
card.
A schedule? I know. I'll be like on the third one.
Yeah.
On the third time, can I get a
free.
Boba?
Yeah.
They're like, no, you have two cavities, ma'am.
Yeah.
We're not giving you a sugary tea.
Oh, my God. And my dental hygienist was so much, too. Like, before she... So, I'd already been to the dentist for 2 hours because they're so backed up. And she's like, so let's talk about why you think you have cavities. I'm like, food? Like, why are we... I don't want to have a... And then she was like, show me how you floss. And I was like... Please don't make me perform right now.
God.
Just clean your teeth and let me get out of here.
Like,
I want a coffee and ruin this
immediately. I'm showing you how I floss right now. I'm not flossing. I'm not touching my teeth. This is who I am, ma'am.
It was so much. I was like, she wanted to have like a legit like eye contact talk with me while I was like,
that's upsetting.
It was so upsetting. Anyway, dentists are the real serial killers. So,
yes. That's the takeaway here.
So this is another fun thing that we had. A few of you guys sent us in our DMs around Halloween. I know we're like a little bit late on this, but have you guys heard of this McCamey Manor?
I haven't heard of it until...
What is it?
Yeah.
So it's, I guess it's this like extreme haunted house in San Diego that has been around for a couple years. I can't even believe it's the first time I'm hearing it. But apparently, it's like got a 40-page waiver where you have to sign away essentially your life. Like, people don't want to be in there, but there's this thing: if you stay in there for 10 hours, you win $20,000.
What?
It's like,
I don't want to do anything also, for 10 hours.
And also, before going somewhere that's supposed to be fun, like a haunted house, I'm not gonna sign like 40 pages.
Okay. I mean, I've heard of this general concept. Yeah. Yes. Of like haunted houses that are so scary you have to sign a waiver and they can like touch you and do crazy stuff. So,
this one has,
but not this one by name.
Yes.
And this one also has a lot of.
Yeah. We had a listener. Her name was Lisa Kohler, and she sent us this. She sent us parts of the waiver that are like truly insane. Like the thing with these things, and you can actually go on their website. They have these videos. The videos look pretty. They look gross, but they look tame compared to what they say. So there's part of me that is like, do they just really wild it up on the thing? Are they really fucking doing things?
I mean, maybe just because they don't want anyone to sue.
But people
don't want to do it. They were like, fuck, we don't feel like doing this.
They have a 25,000 person wait list. So there are a bunch of people in here that in California that are trying to do this haunted house.
So wait, read us the waiver.
Okay, so the waiver. So here's just some of these. Participant, because people are trying to shut it down and people are trying to sue for like PTSD. But if they sign the waiver, they can't. Because
I have enough PTSD just from like normal life trauma. I don't need to volunteer for this shit.
I know. So these are some of the things. So participant, these are just a few fun fact highlights, if you will. The participant fully understands and agrees that they may be fish hooked, which may inadvertently cause rippage to the mouth area.
No.
Okay. Participant fully understands and agrees that if they are selected to visit the dentist, that they may have a tooth extracted without Novocaine.
No.
What?
Yep. Participant fully understands and agrees that their teeth may be accidentally chipped. Well, they wrote broker. I think they meant broke. Fucking idiots.
Or broken?
Or broken.
Broke, the fucking idiots.
Oh, I'm perfect in every other way besides that, what I just did.
True.
Or lost. The tips can be broken or lost or broker. Participant fully understands and agrees that it is possible that joints, i.e. jaw, shoulder, elbow, wrist, knee, hip, may be accidentally dislocated.
What?
Participant fully understands that they will be participating in various medieval torture devices such as knife throwing while strapped to a spinning wheel, shackles, chains, stocks, the rack, cages, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so this is not a haunted house. This is just like a Criminal Minds episode.
Apparently, he has like sex workers and ex-cons like run this. Because I was like, who the fuck would run this and like want to do this to people? Okay, here's some other stuff. Participant fully understands and agrees that a nail may pierce their hand.
No.
That their hand may be smashed with Jesus. Tools. Okay, here's this one that makes my skin crawl. That their nail beds may be removed from their nails.
Literally, why are people signing up for this? Like,
this choking is in like San Diego and Nashville. Go to a bar. Go to a beach. Like, what are we doing here?
Go to a bar. Just walk around like, I don't know, East New York at night.
Yeah.
This kind of shit will happen to you. Yeah. You don't even have to sign a waiver.
Choking or gagging. They might put a plastic bag on your head. There is one
that's just murder.
Or just go
people.
Find this homeless guy.
That's true.
Yep.
You don't even need to sign a waiver. And then you can sue him. So everybody
wins. And you get a trip
wins.
To New York. Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck is this shit?
It's so crazy. And so they're like, there is no quitting unless serious physical or psychological injury is present. But then they go on to say that, all this stuff, being scared does not, and having a panic attack does not count as a reason to be able to leave. And it so even says you could get head injury, neck injury, die, stroke,
what?
Traumatic brain injury, aneurysm, cerebral stuff, subdural hematoma, loss of consciousness, whiplash, harmful heart reactions, nausea, headache, dizziness, lacerations, bruising or sprain, bones, torn ligaments, bleeding wounds, scrapes and or cuts, heat stroke, and drowning, and you cannot hold the manner responsible.
Wow.
What?
Isn't that wild?
White people are crazy.
Anybody listening to this, do not do that.
Don't do it. If you're on the list,
get off it.
What the
just
fuck?
Just honestly.
Or if you have done it, please email us.
I we'll assault details. You for free. Like, don't go to this haunted house and pay for this.
Truly.
Just
truly.
Kidding. I don't want to end up in jail. Truly. I'm not going to assault anybody.
I know.
What?
I know. Isn't
this crazy?
I thought
you were going to say, like, they're allowed to, like, spook you.
Or
and,
touch
and, like,
you.
They also said, like, they can put you in things and, like, lock you in small spaces. Put,
no!
Like, put all these animals in, like, a thing
no!
with you. And then Lisa
just
Kohler,
go on Fear Factor.
It truly is.
Go
it's, like a, it's like a
go
fear
to the
factor.
Like, what the hell
just
is
do.
That?
I don't.
At least on Fear Factor, you know nothing's gonna happen because they're not gonna let you fucking die on NBC.
Yeah, Ludacris wouldn't do that.
No.
He's a man.
Yeah. But she did, or the listener, Lisa, did say, she's like, one last thing, the owner is afraid of snails, though.
I'm gonna find him and find his car and fill it with snails.
I'm gonna be making that bitch escargot for days.
Did Lisa go to this?
She just
How
said,
does she
have the waiver? Let me see. I think it's on the website maybe because people are trying to like shut it down. Let me see what she said.
No kidding.
I wonder if one of her friends is like, hey, cute bachelorette idea. And she's like, fuck no.
Because I feel like if I murdered you, but you told me it was okay, does that mean I can't go to jail? I feel like that just can't be how the law works.
Because this is actual torture. Like, it's not like...
And apparently...
How can you give someone a brain injury? That can affect the rest of their life.
Well, I think that's why people are like, okay, this is not... Like, but you sign
up like
your
chill.
Life away.
I feel like that cannot be chill.
It is the opposite of chill. If you want chill, this is not it. And she says that it's free to go in, but they accept donations.
I'm not gonna fucking donate to this.
Who's keeping this thing alive?
Yeah.
I would
like if I just become a serial killer and I just like force all my victims to sign a waiver with like, you know, take their hand and do the pen. Like, is that, then I can't go to jail? Is that
or it's like
is that how this but, like what?
Isn't it wild?
Can we get a lawyer to comment? If you are a lawyer,
comment.
Please like comment. Should we post the waiver?
To post it, but then there's also like it's crazy because that's why I was like, this is almost so out there that is this like a mental tactic to like freak you out, think it's gonna happen, and then all they really do is chase you around screaming. Like if you watch the videos, all the people just seem wet. They're all like wet, and they are crying, and they're like
lying,
and they're lying in like they're lying in coffins with like other people filled with like blood. But I'm like, okay, I would know that that's fake, but like people like screaming in your but like a lot. A lot of them are running around being like, get me out of here. But those are just the videos on the website. I've got to like do
That's
some
what I
deeper
know. I
digging
see,
on some full blown YouTube.
I want some Blair
wet.
Witch videos of
they're,
this.
Something in this house, they slime you or they do something.
Ew.
But yeah. So,
wow, my day's ruined.
Yeah, so don't,
thank you.
Thank you for
this
that.
This next update can bring your day back if you care as much like about Anna Delvey. I know we love, she's our grifter queen. She's our, Rachel is our queen.
Rachel is our queen. Anna Delvey is like just such an entertaining figure.
An entertaining figure. And she's also one of the series is about her is coming to life now. Inventing Anna. Mm-hmm. It's the Shonda Rhimes one. Mm-hmm. Julie Garner is going to play Anna.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising.
Like, she
was in like,
she looks like a child.
Yeah.
Did you watch Modern Love?
Oh yeah, I did.
She was the one with the with the daddy issues.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So she looks like a child,
and she loves to do different accents. So maybe she could do like a German one because I know.
I'm just still laughing that this bitch thought that Margot Robbie was gonna play her. I'm like, dream big, but also
dream big, but smaller.
But
that would be Margot Robbie would be signing the waiver. Like, I'm gonna lose my nails to play Anna Delvey. I'm good.
I know. Well, what I was gonna almost say to Caroline Calloway, I was like, if Anna Delvey thinks Margot Robbie's gonna play her, like she could get Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
more than Anna Delvey. Like, come on.
And then for my scandal heads, could you imagine?
Yes.
Katie Lowes is Rachel, which I do kind of like, but Katie Lowes, she in Scandal.
I don't know who any of these people are.
This girl's in like her 30s. Like, she's a little old to play Rachel, but
she looks our age? Like 20?
Yeah,
20.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, our age.
Wait, who
27?
Yeah,
me too. And me too. Yep.
Hi, how do you do, fellow kids?
Hello, email me at Hotmail. Not a joke.
And then we have Laverne Cox as the celebrity trainer, which
love
is
that.
Just, I know,
Casey
which is fun.
Casey Duke. For some reason, I said Casey Cox.
Alexis Floyd is playing Neff. I forgot about Neff, and I don't know who Alexis Floyd is.
If you see her picture, like, I didn't know her name, but when I saw her picture, I was like, oh, I've seen her and shit, but I didn't know what she was from.
I mean, none of these people, like, actually, I don't know what Casey looks like. But I don't know if, I don't think any of these people like actually look like
You can
like
look at Casey, Casey Duke has an Instagram. You can look at Casey Duke's Instagram.
Does she look sort of like Laverne Cox or were they just out of left field?
Just like tall, gorgeous, like a lot of hair, like really great.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
And then we have Anna Chomsky from Veep is playing the investigator.
I'm sorry, from My Girl, because remember, I'm just a kid.
She's like from the moving pictures.
My Girl, if you're one of my friends.
I mean, I'm excited. I feel like
it's moving pictures in the box.
It's
10 episodes in 2020. I mean, it's interesting too. Will
10 episodes is a lot.
Yeah, for this, it's going to be strong out.
Classic Netflix.
I know.
They're going to spend like one entire episode on like Childhood in Knoxville, you know, and they're gonna give like the touristic background of Knoxville, Tennessee, like, you know, they're gonna do that shit.
And just like going through customs, being like,
not that we don't love Rachel, but they're gonna have at least two throwaway episodes.
They're gonna do a lot of background stuff. I'm really excited to see it dramatized, though.
It should be good.
I want to see that Morocco trip, like, acted out.
I want video. I hope they better go to that actual resort.
I bet the resort is pissed. I don't know.
Yeah, the resort's probably like,
do you think they go? Because, like,
In tourism.
She paid the $60,000 for the vacation, but then after like a year, her credit card company like disputed the charge and gave her the money back. So, like, did the resort just eat it? Like, what? I don't know. Did American Express pay it? I don't know.
But I'm sure, I honestly would think that, like, having their name in kind of the things, like, I Googled them and it's gorgeous. And then
Kardashians stayed there. It's
I'm sure
place.
It brought in some tourism. So I'm sure they were like, you know what? Just keep saying her name. And
everyone's let's see if we can scam this resort successfully.
They sounded pretty hardcore about how they like would just stand outside their room though, and how they like,
they should have just made like a quicker getaway to the airport. I think once that one girl started to leave and they realized she was going to the airport, their alarm bells went up. But if they'd done like a getaway in the middle of the night, I think they could have pulled it off.
But weren't the cars, didn't the hotel or didn't the resort like plan the cars to the
country. But
yeah, they have different people that work in
the like, I don't know. This is like a country. I feel like you could find another airport in
that. That is true. I would want to see a Netflix show about this next update.
Oh, it's going to... I feel like Lifetime is going to make a movie.
Oh, true. It's very much more Lifetime.
My favorite. My girl with the pubes.
Oh, my God.
My girl with the pubes.
My girl with a full set of pubes while she was a baby. Pew, 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 pew. So.
I'm not well.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know why I chose all the disgusting things to talk about today. Not that she's disgusting. I'm just talking about a baby with pubes would be shocking to see. But I guess it happens because Natalia, there is now, you know, our Ukrainian dwarf, there is now a lot of people kind of coming out saying that,
Listen, kids,
she's a baby. She was a child when this happened. She just did an interview. We're recording on Friday. She did an interview with Dr. Phil yesterday. And if you look, The Cut just did an article and they did a couple little, they had a couple clips of her talking and just kind of admitting that her age is, she's 16 now. So she actually was a child and she kind of talks about all the different bone density tests. So there's that interview and she's with her new parents. She's with Cynthia and I think it's Anton Mans. Also another article that came out was it was this married couple and they were also dwarfs and they had the same form of dwarfism that she did and they were trying to adopt her at one point and they said something happened and they couldn't, but they were also like, she's a kid.
Yeah.
So a lot of these people are now coming out and saying that the Barnetts are lying.
Just have to say, I told you so.
I don't know.
And Natalia in the interview was like, yeah, I'm a kid. I never had my period. And she said that she still hasn't had her period.
Yes, she still doesn't have it because of
Dr. Oz on the case now, too. We have a Dr. Phil. We need Dr. Oz.
And Judge Judy. Just everybody.
Anybody with a title. And
anybody, yeah.
Maybe,
or title subscription.
And Selena and Barnes. Maybe they can figure this out. also, apparently her birth mother, whose name is Anna Gava, is 40, says, my daughter's 16. She basically said that she had given her up on the urgence of her doctors and her mother and that she should, quote, leave her and not ruin her life. And they said that the baby would be, quote, no good, which is very sad.
Harsh.
Very harsh. But this is a woman that says that she was 16, which, again, goes against what the Barnetts are claiming.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff. And the Barnetts are still doing court. And actually, Cynthia, the new parents, are going to be service witnesses.
They also, like, if
I don't know,
you
I'm
watched
not convinced.
Any of the clips, like, there was one clip where they kind of said that the Barnetts were able to, like, keep incrementally changing her age. It wasn't like they were like, boom, you're 22. It was like, oh,
they
she's
kept changing
10,
it by 2 years.
It was very weird.
Yeah. And Dr. Phil had a good point where they're like, oh, what, you love her if she's this young, but not if she's this old.
Right.
But it didn't seem to me that the matter was with her age, because when they found out that she was older, they're like, okay, we'll just put you in different school. We'll love you. I think...
No, they didn't. They abandoned her in another country.
No, they abandoned her after they claimed she was putting like tacks on the stairs and hiding knives and trying to kill them. I would have been like, you know,
which
I would be like...
think happened.
But where did that come from then?
They made it up. They saw the movie Orphan. They made the shit up. Why do you think that these other families would be like with her still? like, if she was trying to kill them, I feel like they would have been like, oh, thank God you said it. This bitch is trying to kill us all. She's a murderer.
Because that was the main story. I think it was just like, okay, we don't know her age because she came from an orphanage, but that she was like a psychopath.
So that's literally the plot of the movie Orphan. They adopt this orphan
I know.
It's a plot. They just watched
you
the movie.
You think that they were going to be too stupid to get a movie with the exact same plot?
Yes.
People have done.
People are fucking dumb.
But she's got a genius son. You think that she would have a genius son and then also be so stupid?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, because I think she wants a trilogy. She wrote a book. She wants more.
Oh my God. I feel like there's no way this is true.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
This swayed me. The Dr. Phil thing did sway me too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But Dr. Phil could sway anything. He's scary.
Cash outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
He made that girl have more YouTube followers than me.
You have a YouTube?
And for that, Casey will never forgive Dr. Phil.
Yeah. He's on my shit list.
I can't believe that you still think that these people did not make this up.
I feel like they use it for inspiration
and they're like, it's so crazy that people will just assume
and
we initially didn't believe it, and then it's like, wait, no.
But they also like paid for her. They furnished an apartment. They got her all set up with Social Security. They put her in night school. They put her in adult school. They like did all these things to be like, we still care about you. But and then she stopped talking to them. I just don't understand if your parents abandoned you
and moved to Canada, wouldn't you stop talking to them? Yeah, also but to be with the other, like, your other siblings and not you.
But at the age that she was at the time, I don't think that there would be any kind of, like she was supposed to be, like, 8 or 9 at the time. I don't think there would be a recognition of, like, holy shit, this happened. I think you'd be very confused. I don't think you could just live on your own for a year.
Well, they said in the Dr. Phil interview that she was, like, living on, like, microwave meals and gas station meals. Yeah, she wasn't doing, like, she was not meal prepping.
Well, no, of course not. When you're in college, you don't meal prep. When you're in 20s, but when you're nine, you walk to the gas station and know what's going on.
Yeah, have you watched Matilda?
And also, especially because like, she was in that
Matilda
school,
was
too.
Magic. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think? I still think.
I was never Team Barnett, and I'm still
that's
not.
That's true. I've switched.
Yes. Ha! Come over to the dark side or the right side. I don't know.
I think I'm the right side, but I don't know. I want to hear the Barnetts talk.
Yeah, I think they're on trial in 2020 is when it begins. So this will be exciting.
Should we go?
Yeah.
Let's go. Indiana. I think they'll sponsor a trip for us.
I heard it's lovely in 2020.
Yeah, let's establish residency now.
Let's go.
All right. Okay. In other news, over the weekend, this was actually great. I feel like I learned about this after I like landed from Israel and I was like, what's happening? So it was all over the news that like Kanye had his own fire festival. Because this iconic image surfaced of like the supposed VIP brunch.
Mm-hmm.
As it always does.
Right? As they always do. And it was like two sad, dry ass looking pancakes, one weird sausage patty.
Yeah.
And like two measly strips of bacon.
Like an Eggo's would be better. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Eggo's are
that,
good.
They're really Eggo's good. Are good. And that brunch supposedly cost $55. So people like lost their shit.
Rightfully so.
Okay.
Well, I mean, also
here's what like I did a whole like article on this on betches.com. Here's what I think everyone's like getting wrong is number one, it was a fundraiser for some church like the Kanye Sunday service was performing, but it wasn't a Sunday service because it was on a Friday, which is weird. Also, why are you having brunch on Friday at 6 p.m.?
None of this is making sense.
None of it made sense. So it was
Kanye
like,
doesn't make sense.
Kanye also, doesn't make sense either. That's true. A good point.
You know,
so it was a free. Like, the concert was free, but you could do this $55 VIP add-on. This add-on, the money went to the church. It was catered by a company called Lauren's Fine Catering, and I, yikes, not
Lauren
doing well
with a
anymore.
Y, which I feel like is important to know.
It is important. Mm-hmm. Basically, they kind of fired back, and they claimed that one person had bad food that went viral.
Yeah.
And not to blame Kanye, which I thought was funny. And there were, like, other photos and videos that I looked.
That seemed like a regular breakfast brunch.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like gourmet shit, but I'm also like, what do you really expect for like a massive catered event? There was like a tent, there was jugs of orange juice and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like whatever to me.
Yeah. I think that my thing with the $55, not even the breakfast, I think more it's that they were promised
area. That was a bigger issue to me.
That's what I would get upset about.
Yeah, they were supposed to be like behind the choir and people tweeted and they were like, Yeah, the GA was packed in. They didn't know what to do with us. They started bringing in police, according to one girl on Twitter, to like make sure the VIP people like stayed back, which that's what I would be pissed about. Not really the brunch.
I would have been like, oh, I thought I was good with a seat.
My fact of life is you never go to the first of something. Like a festival and anything, you never go to the first because it's only going to be full of kinks and not in a fun way.
And it was also, That's true. And it was also, I think, put on by like what looks to be like some one man event production company. Like I looked at it, on the Eventbrite, and then I found the company on like social media.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's not like Live Nation or AEG was putting this on, you know, it was someone, some person. Yeah, like some small business guy who probably got in over his head.
But it seems like for the most part, most of the guests had a great time.
I think they had a great time. I think the issue was like it did start really late, but also what the fuck do you expect when you go to like a show like that? Like a Kanye show.
Yeah.
I think it started like an hour and a half late. The VIP, like there was no way to see anything, which was like the bigger issue.
But people are like wanting refunds, and it was like a charity event.
At first, I was like, I would want a refund, and then I looked into it, and I was like, oh, the $55, which isn't that much for like a VIP Kanye thing.
Yeah, it's not.
It's for charity. So like, are you really gonna be like, I want my money back?
I would want them to go to the people the charity is for to ask for the money back. Do you know what I mean? If that's what you really want,
just walk right up to that church and be and also, you spent
money on worse things.
So I don't think it was Fyre Festival to sum it up, although the brunch was very sad.
I think it was just a clusterfuck.
But I think it was just a badly organized event.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right there.
And also, because it's not, so it's not, it, there was no, the intent of it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is a thing.
No, I mean, the actual performers showed up. Like, nobody got stranded on an island. Like, the event actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
It just was a little disappointing.
And then, so, another update.
Ooh,
that we got about, and I knew about this in college, but I don't do. I'm Schmacked.
I did not know about this.
I knew about
probably
I'm Schmacked.
Emory is not a party school.
Yeah, well, mine wasn't either.
I've never even heard of this.
So it was founded by these two guys who it was on, and it was sort of like it started kind of as like before Barstool or around the time as Barstool, just as like these viral videos about college parties that you're like, oh, this is so much fun.
Yeah, kind of like these video montages of like. People going to parties
beer,
set to
sliding.
Like a Chainsmokers song.
Exactly. Before
it was
like
ridiculous.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like to show people how much they loved going to like how cool everything was. So it was Jeffrey Ray and Arya Tufanian in 2011. And it started just as them doing that, but they realized that these videos were doing really well and they wanted to kind of capitalize on how popular they were getting on social media. So they started to enlist college students from campuses around the country to be like, oh, come join the I'm Schmack team and take videos and stuff like that.
I mean, it's like fun to say.
So do you know how Spotify had ambassadors like that? Like,
I mean,
on
I
your
think
college campus?
Yik Yak had that shit. Like, everybody has.
I mean, if you look on
Craigslist,
the people are still hiring like brand ambassadors all over the place.
The difference is people are hiring. I'm Schmack turned out to be a pyramid scheme where people paid.
I'm Schmacked.
Shockingly, Schmacked. They were charging college kids to be an ambassador. So kids paid anywhere from like $75 to $500 just to post on their like I'm Schmacked Instagram.
Hello, mom. I'm trying to be schmacked. Can I borrow money?
Kids were literally like, oh, this is going to be great for the resume. Which in a sense, because it's social media and marketing. But they were promised like, oh, you're going to be making this money back. You're going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're going to become internet famous. And there was one quote. There's this whole expose about it in the New York Times by the Taylor Aretza girl who like really deep dives into things. They were like, someone was like, how do we make the money? And I'm Schmack said, girls will pay us to post photos of them in bikinis on our Instagram. And then that money goes to everyone involved.
And they also said that like, let's say if you started like an I'm Schmacked account for Penn State or whatever, then they would sell like merch for Penn State and then you would get a cut of it. And just like general Instagram ads also. But nobody ever saw any money. They never set up those stores.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, and also if you would ask like, hey, what the hell's going on? Like the guy would block you or like berate you, threaten to sue you and then block you.
Yeah. Cause obviously after this was happening, people wanted to make other college kids aware, like, hey, don't do this. So someone would like put on Twitter, like, hey guys, don't do the I'm Schmacked ambassador program. It's a total scam. And the guy, Aria would be like, this is libel. I can sue you. I'm going to have my lawyer sue you. Like,
which I feel like is the number one sign if somebody comes at you that hard to be like, they're fake.
Yeah.
And then he also threatened a Business Insider reporter, too.
And because threatened to like sue, and also like threats to her being like, oh, you're gonna get attacked, like the I'm Schmack family.
Said, prepare your anus.
Yeah, there was a direct
prepare your anus.
Direct
prepare
quote.
Your anus.
That's what my boyfriend what? Says oh, on yeah. on his birthday every year. Just kidding.
You got smacked.
Yeah. I like, it's time to get smacked, baby. Oh, God.
So currently the I'm Schmacked account has been deactivated, but it had over 1 million followers.
Yeah.
But they what? Were like, just because it was like, because this was big for a while.
On Instagram.
Yeah, violating a lot of services. But the founders still have their Instagram active and are still trying to just like go
and
through the motions.
They're still verified. And they still have all the college accounts.
Yeah.
And they all work for Fuck Jerry now.
Honestly, probably.
probably. I know. But this is like, kids, just get an intern. Like, just do a shitty internship. They're all paid now because of lawsuits anyway.
I mean, I get it, though. I mean, everybody, it's like you have to be. Social media is, I mean, this is the reason that everybody's got a job on social media. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I can see how people would be like, this seems like an in.
I mean, like, it's one thing to have an unpaid internship, but if you have to pay for the internship,
and
don't do it, guys. It's
$500.
A scam. Please don't.
Go on a vacation.
Yeah.
Or just bribe someone at an internship to get an actual job.
Yeah. That's like such a scam. I wonder what they were doing with the money.
Probably just collecting for themselves. Partying.
You're right.
Yachts.
That's what I saw. Like, I saw pictures of these guys.
I'm
like,
on a boat.
They're disgusting. It was like kind of just like. Very much Fire Festival-ish.
They like just looked like the kind of guys that had started the site that was like, we'll get chicks to pay us for their tits.
That's my favorite. I'm like, they can just... women are now commodifying that on their own Instagram account. God fucking bless. Like, we don't... And also, like...
Yeah, we can do it
like,
ourselves.
No. Don't try to be like, girls... This isn't Girls Gone Wild on Instagram.
Well, right. They kind of tried, I guess.
They did try, yeah. And they I did go to one of the phone parties once, and it was one of the worst experiences of my entire life.
Really? Why?
Literally, first I was like, it was like Era Four Loko. It was 2012.
Oh, God.
So just sitting there with a Four Loko, like, and like, it would just be random, like, and then foam would fall, and I'd be like, what the fuck is happening? And like, and then also you just have like these blacked out kids named Bryant from Connecticut, like slipping on foam everywhere. Like truly like puka shells. It was so bad.
I never went to a foam party. Can we do one for a live show?
I never
did one. Can we do a foam party?
Only if I'm Schmacked throws the party.
Yeah, I'll DM I'm Schmacked and say like, hey, can you give us $500 for foam?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, we need $500 worth of foam. Oh my. Okay, Danny's
and
gotta go.
I have
right?
to go. I have a brunch with Hillary Duff. all of you guys, it really worked. It really helped. But they're gonna finish you guys with, I think, like the biggest update.
Yeah, sorry,
and I can't also, wait. Like,
sorry,
Sarah's about to educate me so also, hard. I'm so excited.
Can I also tell you, because like I'm an idiot. I was like, haha, yeah, I know everything about this. I'm like,
no,
yeah,
I know. Right. I can't wait for the details of the sex update. Bye, Danny.
Yeah, it would have been wild if we actually did an episode. I just did like one crossover episode with the sub, so go listen to that if you haven't already.
That's what I literally listened to understand, because I kept hearing all the stuff and I didn't know any of the backstory, because you know I didn't pay attention to politics before.
Yeah.
I had to these last couple years, but it's interesting how intricate the Epstein situation was. And so if you haven't listened to the sub episode with Sarah, listen to it, because if you don't understand it, like it's a good nice background story and history.
This shit is crazy.
Oh,
so
my God.
Basically, for like quick background, Jeffrey Epstein was a hedge fund manager.
Yeah,
for,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. For the most rich and powerful people. But he kind of like wasn't. Like, he was worth apparently, allegedly, billions of dollars, but he was never on the Forbes list because they could never verify where his wealth came from.
They like couldn't find it, right?
Yeah. And he only had one known client, who was Les Wexner, who like started Victoria's Secret and whatever. Really, he was like most likely a child sex worker pimp for rich and famous people. He would throw these parties with 14-year-old girls and like invite like all these rich and powerful people to come. And how it was kind of crazy, because it was like a sex trafficking ring mixed with a pyramid scheme, because he would basically like recruit girls at like malls and schools and whatever.
And from like, and foreign girls, like young foreign girls that had just like moved, like, or like wanted to be models or something. Yeah.
And he would pay them like a couple $100 to give him and his friends massages. And then he would use those same girls to recruit other girls to give more massages, that I'm saying in air quotes, that you can't see.
And she's opening her eyes really wide when she says massages.
Massages. And there's like a whole lot to get into, but I'll just try to give you guys like the more important parts. So one of his accusers, Virginia Roberts, said she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, and there are pictures of them together.
Ooh.
So that's like one political figure who got wrapped up in this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, unsurprisingly, Donald Trump was a friend of Epstein and called him a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
One woman claimed Trump raped her at Epstein's Manhattan home when she was 13. Also, Bill Clinton used Epstein's private jet on multiple occasions, and Epstein was a big Democratic donor. But apparently Bill Clinton kept this like diary of all the times he was hanging out with Epstein.
He almost knew he was going to need an alibi at some point.
Like he knew he was going to get wrapped up in this shit.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. But Andrew's kind of stayed silent, right? He's kind of like hasn't said anything, right?
I don't think he said anything because it's like, sir, what are you going to say?
I guess it's also like not necessarily his politics. Like he doesn't even live here.
I mean, it's his politics in the sense that like
that he was part of it. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's just like, probably. Yeah, when he's like, I'm in England.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure the crown is like, you better not fucking say shit right now.
Yeah.
And there was like, yikes, a whole like long legal backstory because like initially this leaked like years and years ago.
Yeah.
And then the prosecutor was just like, nah, we're just going to like let you live at home and not prosecute you for anything. And he spent like zero time in jail. Like it was a whole weird thing.
This wasn't the one. Did he go again? And that's when, yes, he just had to sleep there. Okay.
No. That was like when he just had to sleep in jail.
Cause he got to like go to work and do all the stuff. And then he would sleep in like a essentially not even really a jail. Right. But he was basically able to live his life. He just had to sleep somewhere else.
Yeah. For even like though he had a nominal amount of time.
Yeah. Even though they already had all this evidence that he was doing the sex trafficking with these children. Yeah. It's fucking,
so people
it's
think
so
that
gross.
Prosecutor like was perhaps, he had some dirt on that prosecutor because the prosecutor was basically like, I know you did a lot of stuff, but like, we're not going to charge you for it.
The prosecutor was perhaps a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps he was.
Perhaps he was.
Sketchy. But then this surfaced again in August when he was actually indicted on child sex trafficking charges. And this like this whole thing blew up. Everyone was like, what the fuck? What happened in like, I think it was 2009, but don't quote me on it. But they were like, what happened earlier? Like, what's going on?
Right.
So he finally gets indicted and is like in jail awaiting like a trial. He was going to plead not guilty. Lols. then he gave a deposition that like kind of named names. It leaked.
Yeah.
I remember reading about it and I was like, this guy is about to die. Then I think literally like the next day, I want to say like he was found dead on a Saturday and Friday was the day the deposition leaked. But like, don't quote me on that. But on August 10th, he was found dead in his jail cell of an apparent suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what happened. The reason why you're seeing all the Epstein didn't kill himself memes now is because last week, specifically October 31st, spooky, Fox News ran an exclusive report from some like medical examiner that claimed that shockingly Epstein's death was more consistent with homicidal strangulation.
Of course.
Who the fuck is shocked? Nobody.
Well, because wasn't the thing with that he was on suicide watch and he was supposed to have somebody watching him the whole time? Oh, okay. That's part of it. I thought that was from before. Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, it's okay. So this
I didn't read ahead because I wanted it to be a surprise.
No, it's good. This medical examiner was like paid by the Epstein family because they're obviously like, our brother didn't kill himself. This guy's name is Dr. Michael Baden, who's a former New York City ME. I'll get into like the sketchy stuff and then we can get into the injuries. So like you said, he was placed on suicide watch on July 3rd, but then taken off a week later.
Oh, weird.
Weird. They put another prisoner in his cell, but then took that guy out a few days later. And the day of his death, two guards who were supposed to be working in that area of the prison supposedly fell asleep and hadn't made their 30-minute rounds for more than 3 hours.
I mean, it sounds comically. Like, it sounds like, I imagine when you say, oh, two guards falling asleep, like, I imagine like in a movie when they're like, like one guy's head was on the other shoulder and they were like, it was just like I just imagine this comical scene where it's just like, get him out. And like the guards are like, you know, you knock them on the head and they just like slide down the wall or something. You're like, there's no way that two fucking guards that work at a high like prison work with a high profile client and then they just were both asleep.
I know. And also security cameras that were supposed to be recording the cell and hallway outside apparently both malfunctioned. Like,
mm-hmm.
What the
as
fuck
they
is
do
this?
as
this
prison
is,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, can you guys be any more suspicious? Like, if you're trying to cover up a murder.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It also seems like it's one of those things, like, I'm sure that they're like, okay, don't tell us the excuses too fast. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, no cameras. Like, it just seems
so obvious. It's so obviously sketch.
Yeah.
So then on top of that, what the ME found was that Epstein had two fractures on the left and right side of his larynx, specifically the thyroid cartilage or the Adam's apple, as well as one fracture on some bone above the Adam's apple, I don't really know anything about anatomy. What this means is that these are more common in homicidal strangulation, although it's not impossible for a hanging.
Right.
He also had hemorrhaging around the eyes, which again is like uncommon, but not completely unheard of, because basically like, What it explained in the Fox News article was like the force that it takes to like strangle someone is different from the force that is applied when you like hang yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, oy. It's a whole crazy thing. So that's why you're seeing all those like Epstein didn't kill himself memes. I mean, yeah. It's so obvious. Like he knows where the bodies are buried, probably literally, but also figuratively, for like literally the most powerful people in the world.
Yeah.
He gave this deposition. He was kind of ready to name names. And he dies a day, I think a day or like a few days later.
Yeah, after like, it's like leaked that he's going to. But aren't they still going to kind of like look into some of the stuff that he was talking about, right? Like there's still a possibility that some shit could get uncovered
I think reporters will look into it. I don't think the government is going to.
I thought there was still a trial that was happening. I thought that something was still going to happen.
Maybe.
Is that something that that they can do?
I don't think you can try someone who's dead.
But I mean, I guess part of his like deposition is testimony and things like that. Like that's what I thought.
But I have like no faith in this system.
Oh, I know. I mean, they've let this guy go twice already.
Yeah. But also it's like you clearly like allowed someone to pay someone off to murder this guy.
Yeah.
And like cover it up in the most like shoddy, comical way. So no, I don't have any faith. It's like this one episode of SVU where this like
of course
SVU did this already, where there was like someone in New York who was running like a child prostitution ring. Maybe it was based on Epstein, to be honest. And shit went all the way to the top at SVU, like the DA, the prosecutors, like the mayor. I don't remember if it was the mayor, but yeah. That was the episode of SVU. I think it was like the season like 14 and 15, like finale and premiere, or like around that time. So go watch it. DM us at NATC Pod if you watch the episode. You guys will know what I'm talking about.
If you watch that episode, I love that that's where you get all your crime crime work from, though.
Now I know everything. They tried to frame Cragen for murder. It was like really good. It was crazy episodes.
Yeah,
they're going to frame me for murder now. Like, watch tomorrow. I'm going to get, yeah.
Yeah, we're not allowed arrested. Yeah, we can't talk about this. Before even the episode comes out, they're just like, they have this room bugged on accident. I know.
we're gonna finish the episode and be like, oh, the recording malfunctioned.
Yeah. Our microphones went out. Yeah. We are sorry. We love Jeffrey Epstein. He died of natural causes.
Oh, my God.
That thing is just so wild. Like, it's crazy that nothing, you know, like, whoever, everybody will get away with it. Like, that this thing happened in such a way, and that's just...
And someone
how
brought
our
that up in the
works.
Group, too. They were like, this is interesting, but do we really think that there's going to be justice? And nothing. We're like, absolutely not.
No. We're living in a weird time right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that happen that we're not... a lot of things happen and we're not really taking care of things and we're not doing it. And
that's
just,
the understatement of, like,
I know. I mean, I just feel like it's like the Wild Wild West, you know? Like, there's no... The government's not doing what it should do. Like,
nope.
The fucking internet is just a place... Like, there's no restrictions on the internet or anything anymore. Like, you can fake anything. There's all this technology coming out where you can literally morph someone's face and make a video that's the same. Like, do you know how crazy that's going to be when they start, like, putting fake... world leaders and circulating these videos? We're going downhill.
Oh,
come
I'm just
with
move
us
to like the moon or something.
Let's move to the moon.
Yeah,
well, they're trying to make it. We're about to be able to live on Mars, right? Do you think they're gonna have IKEA there?
Yeah. If there's IKEA, I'm down. I could just live off those meatballs forever.
Do you think they're gonna make us make our own furniture on Mars? It'd be kind of rude.
Be so
like,
annoying.
We already just relocated.
Yeah,
you know?
That'd be
this
so
was a,
freaking
this
annoying.
This was a big move for me. I moved out of my planet.
Yeah.
The least we can do is maybe get some nice furniture.
Yeah. Not IKEA, where you have to put it together with like an Allen wrench.
Yeah, I will say though, the Malm has been good for people in New York.
Oh my God. That's second. I was like, what?
Every
is that?
Single person
like,
has a Malm.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a Malm.
You're right.
A full-size Malm bed.
Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
What's it like in the middle of the country to not have a full-size bed? Is it nice?
I don't know.
How do you stretch your arms? Do they hang over the edge?
Casey, ask me important questions.
What else we have?
What the fuck else is going on?
There's just a lot.
It was a crazy week. It was like
Anna Delvey,
Natalia, Jeffrey Epstein. I'm still not over these memes, you guys. Also, we got a lot of great comments. I'm so happy. More Pyramid Scheme content.
Oh yeah, you guys definitely. And I love that you guys are sending us screenshots of people that you know. Some girl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to name her name just in case, but she sent me like, or she, on the thing right before I came in, I saw that she sent, I think it was like 10 screenshots of somebody that she follows, at the person that posted in the last like 2 days. Like, it's I mean, but again, you know me. I've bought Rodin and Fields. I've bought Arbonne. I've done it all.
My parents apparently used to sell Amway in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. My dad just told me about some like health thing that he was thinking he was selling. He was going to sell like this insurance plan or this retirement thing. And
oh, God.
I was just like, this is where I get it from, man.
No. Oh my gosh.
This is where I get it.
Need to do like a spin-off episode of like the landmark of all forum.
The scams. And I told you about, and I've told you guys about the guy that got me with the baby formula. I told you guys about that, right?
Classic.
Yeah, that he
you're too trusting.
I paid, what was it, like 30, I gave him $36.
Oh, whatever. That's not that much money.
But it's more money. Like, when have you ever given a homeless guy $36?
I've never given a homeless person 36 cents.
I don't think he was homeless. I don't think he was homeless either, because I hugged him. Because I
thought,
what
does that mean?
I hugged him. He didn't smell homeless. Like, he looked like he, you know what I mean? Like, like, you know, he didn't smell like
he... You said that as if, and I would never hug a homeless person.
No, I hugged him. And he, it was like, you know.
Why'd you hug him? Did he pickpocket you? Is that bad that that's where my mind went? I was like, why were you hugging a random person?
No, I hugged him after I gave him the $36 and was like, good luck. Oh, and then I got home and I'm like, there's no baby with HIV. He's not here from the hurricane. He told me he had a baby with HIV.
Oh my God.
And then he was displaced. Oh, wow. He was displaced to New York from the Florida hurricane. But Robbie was like, why would they send them from the cheapest place to the most expensive place?
And I
was like,
put them on a plane?
You're right.
Oh my God. Well, whatever. At least you only lost $36.
If there is a sick baby, I hope the baby's okay. But
yeah.
I hope it got its formula that I paid for.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah. Send Casey all your MLM products. Can you guys
send me $36?
Requests. Yeah. Send her $36. Just Venmo it.
I wanted to do an Instagram where it was just called, like, I'll try it. Because, like, you know, it's like all these ads and everything on Instagram. Like, you know, any of the stuff. I was like, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. All those, like, spammy. I want to know about the clothes. I kind of want to try
I've ordered some of the clothes.
Tea, oh. Because I've heard it's like a laxative tea, but I'm like, I don't even believe that it does that. I just think it's just tea. Like, I think it's just shitty tea, like, that doesn't do tea? Anything.
The I've listened to some of the, like, the Bachelor Nation podcast people talk about how they just shit their brains out.
Oh my God. That's fucking gross that they advertise for that also.
I mean, they get money.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't advertise something harmful
we'll shit for
money.
Dollars.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't.
We'll poop for cash.
Yeah, that's fucking
gross. I mean, if you think about it, though, it's really a small price to pay.
For what?
Clean out your body.
Oh, my God. Just go to Chipotle and then have a cup of coffee.
That's true. I'm going to go there after this.
Oh, love it. I think that's like it in terms of updates. Nothing else really.
Yeah, I think we've got. Yeah, I think we covered all the stuff we wanted to cover. Again, if anybody has been to the mansion, let us know. Let us know what side of the Natalia fight you're on.
Yeah. DM us at NATC.
Let us know anything you want.
Also,
we're here for you.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of requests to join the Facebook group. It's really fun. Not another true crime group. But I'm going to say, you have to answer the fucking questions.
We're literally not going to,
because we get a lot of requests for people who think that this is like a group to solve crimes.
And we're
like,
not.
No, we're not actually involved in criminal justice and other stuff like that. And like, we're like, this is not a support group. Like,
even though Sarah watches SVU, she doesn't have the jurisdiction to arrest or solve a crime or bring anything to the DA.
Or also support you if you're the victim of a crime. Like, that's not what the group is for, unfortunately. So yeah, just like, make sure that when you do the group, answer the questions. Just mention the podcast when I ask why you want to join the group. That's fine. I'll accept you. Otherwise, like, you can't join the group. So it's fun.
But answer the questions.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
There's two.
Two questions.
There's two questions.
Yeah. And also, everyone is like, the first one is, what unsolved mystery keeps you up at night? Mm-hmm. Everyone says JonBenet Ramsey. And I'm like, guys, we basically solved this. We know Burke did it.
I hope you guys are all sleeping. I hope these really aren't keeping you. I hope everybody's getting a good night's rest. And you're not just waking up in the middle of the night going, JonBenet.
I know. I'm like, but that
pineapple.
That one kept me up for about a week.
Well, because you read that damn book.
Yeah, I read that book, Four Infection by A. James Coler. It was very good. But I was like, okay, after a week, I was like, yeah, the family obviously did it. Like, I can't, in my rational mind, believe that an intruder somehow did this. It's so fucking ridiculous. Anyway.
It's, there's too many things that say that it was not.
It was an inside job, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. John, that should be a bumper sticker. JonBenet was an inside job.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Oh, after the Epstein memes are over, we'll do that. Oh, yeah. Also, we made a new mug. It says Epstein didn't kill himself. Buy it. It's great. Very topical. Good Very for topical. Spilling your tea.
Bring it to work. See what people think. See how you can divide the crowd.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, so buy the mug. It's on shopbetches.com. We also have a link in our bio on our Instagram, NATCpod. Otherwise, follow Casey on Instagram
at CaseBaseB. I'm also going to be at Mohegan Sun again, my favorite place.
You love it there. They love you.
I'm there. I guess this is coming out Monday. I'll be there this weekend. I'll be there Thursday through Saturday.
Awesome.
Come on down.
Oh, wait. I also wanted to shout out our good friend on Twitter. It was it was Answer Me This 7. They wrote, I've binge listened to NATC Pod for the last 2 weeks and now I talk like the host. And they said, they tagged Danny and they're like, Danny, this type of situation, Casey, it's wild. Sarah, which is a yikes.
Which
and
is
it's
a
my
yikes.
Favorite thing ever. So which I think is, that's our new drinking
that's
game.
That's our drinking game. Yeah, we do have, we'll have some exciting announcements, I think, to come up for people living in New York City. Coming up soon. We can't say it yet, but
But stay tuned. It's
but
gonna be
stay
fun.
Tuned. And
we
yeah.
should also start hosting like a brunch club for the fans. That
I would love
so
a brunch
fun.
Club.
Be great. All right, I'll look into that.
Your girls like to drink during the day,
right? Yeah, we're not gonna pay for the brunch, but like we can all just meet up somewhere and have a brunch.
We should
and talk
do meetups.
About Jeffrey Epstein. That would be fun. Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do meetups?
Yeah. Let us know.
Don't be crazy.
Yeah, don't stab us.
The meetings are going to be for super chill people only.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a bunch of really relaxed people talking about murder.
Yeah.
Just but like real chilly. Like oh, yeah, they kill. No, yeah.
Yeah.
Like obviously. That, like chill.
They're chill, they kill. We love us. Okay.
We chill and killing. I love that meme on the thing from Scream.
Oh,
nothing,
yeah.
Chilling, killing.
I love that. It's me. Not really. Just
it's
talking
about
perfect. Killing.
Yes.
So good.
And follow Sarah at Sarah. Are you still Sarah?
Sarah F. Carter. Yeah, it's going to be like that forever. I'm verified now.
It has to be.
It's staying.
It's Sarah F. Carter. Here to stay. Follow the pod at NATC Pod.
And follow Danny at Cashmere Danny with a K.
With a K. Yeah.
And that's it.
And we had a sign off, but Danny had it on his phone and he left. So we'll do it next time.
It.
Oh, you
it's,
have it.
It's fucking ridiculous.
We love it.
Thank you to the person who sent us this.
Do we have their name?
No. I cropped it out of the screenshot by accident.
We love you anyway.
If you send us this. Okay, Casey, you start and then we can just read Danny's
part. All right. This has been Casey, Miss Balsham, if you're nasty.
Sarah Levine, Avril Levine's adopted daughter, and 100% Cashmere Danny. Good night and good luck.
Betches.